This is a story about how I lost my ability to do arithmetic. When I was a kid, I had a real faculty for it. I could do fast arithmetic in my head, especially addition. And it, when I was maybe 7 and 8, I was kind of a spectacle at the grocery store, the fabric store, when my mom would take me, because I would stand at the cash register and add up the tally as fast as the cashier could put it into the cash register. And I remember incidents where they would like call people from all over the store, "Hey, you've got to come see this kid." And I was really good and really fast at it. And, you know, so they'd put like, here's eggs. I don't know how much eggs were at that point, you know, 29 cents a dozen, say, and then here's a loaf of bread for 25 cents. Okay. That's 54. And then, here's something for $1.17, so that's 154, 164, 171. And I could just keep that tally up pretty quickly. And I know the moment that I lost that. It wasn't actually a moment, but it was kind of a moment. And it was when I received my first calculator as a gift, in maybe 7th or 8th grade. And I didn't lose it, obviously, but it wasn't magic that I touched the calculator and lose the ability. But what happened is I started to use the calculator instead of doing it internally, and those muscles atrophied pretty quickly. And I mean, I can add fine, but I can't do it with the same agility that I could back then. And one of the reasons I think this is pretty interesting is I've also read studies about how when people move from oral to written traditions, their memories decrease. And I'm going to throw in another thing here, which is that I read something not very long ago about how, because cell phones will remember all the phone numbers that you did, that you called before, that people's memories, they aren't remembering phone numbers anymore either. And there was some high, the article was centered on the fact that some fairly high percentage don't know their own phone number. And, you know, when I was a kid, you know, I knew our number, the Hofgaard's number, the Hall's number, you know, all my friends' numbers. I knew the, you know, various people's work numbers. And there's another part I want to bring in here is that when I was a teenager, so I got my first calculator maybe 73, 74, somewhere there, probably 13, 14, or 12 or 13. And then, so when I was in high school, only the nerds had calculators. And then when I was in college, I went to the Colorado School of Mines, so everybody there is nerds, so everybody has calculators. And at the time, most calculators weren't programmable, so teachers would allow people to have students to have calculators, some tests. But if they did allow calculators, they would make a big deal that if your battery runs down during the test, somebody, if they went up to ask for a spare calculator, the teacher would hand them a slide rule. And the reason he would hand them a slide rule, and he would then turn that into a lecture, that if you're out in the middle of the Amazon basin exploring for oil 2 days from the nearest outlet and your calculator goes down, you're out of luck. But if you have a slide rule and you know how to use it, you can take it anywhere. I don't know how to use a slide rule. And so what I'm getting at with all this is that increasingly we are outsourcing our mental capacities away from ourselves and onto various pieces of technology. And that may seem like a good idea, but it also makes you dependent on that technology for what you were capable of doing before. And this, in my mind, is an example of what Lewis Mumford talked about so much, and I've talked about so much, about how we increasingly give up our ourselves to technology, and we're taking away our own capacity to think, to add, to remember. And, you know, I do this all the time, that there are a lot of things I don't bother to remember anymore because I know all I have to do is type into Google, you know, what is, you know, what was, I don't know, this is a trivial thing, you know, what was the name of the band that did some song? But the point is that at one point we remembered more of this. And one of the ways I talked about this in my book Dreams was that Sam Harris was talking about how we know so much more about astronomy, or about how we have so much more knowledge today than we would have, say, 500 years ago. And he said that, you know, anybody 500 years ago compared to someone today would be a, quote, total ignoramus. And he was especially poking at Christians, but leave that aside. But, I mean, and leaving aside also that there were many extremely learned Christians, you know, Catherine of Siena, there's many. But the point is that his examples of knowledge were like, okay, we now collectively, I can look up on the internet to find out, you know, what are the names of various stars? What are the compositions of various stars? I can look all that up in basically a giant encyclopedia on the interwebs, but can I navigate using stars? Can I find my way home using stars? No, I can't. We've lost that ability. In fact, right now, without looking at a calendar, when is the next full moon? When is the next new moon? Is the moon waxing or waning right now? What is the temporal relationship between when the moon rises and when the sun sets? All of that would have been known to everyone, to every 5-year-old child 500 years ago. When was the last time you even saw the moon? When was the last time you saw any constellation? And he talked about how we know so much more about geography today than we did then. And this is true, that I can talk about Ulaanbaatar, and I can talk about Wuhan, and I can know roughly where they are. And if I tried, I could probably name at least 3/4 of the countries that border Russia. But how well do I know the game trails just outside the doors? How many of the local trees can I even name? And if I had to eat on the land here, what foods can I eat, and how could I catch them? So my point is, there's been this increasing giving up of what is knowledge, and what is an ability. There's been this increasing giving up of that to a sort of larger collective knowledge. And I mean that in the worst sense. I don't mean that like a family knowledge. I don't mean that in, you know, community knowledge, but I mean it in terms of abstraction, that we know more abstract things. I love this line from Sherlock Holmes. I know he's a fictional character, but at one point he was surprised to find out that the Earth circled the sun. And the reason that he didn't care about that is because it was of no practical importance to him. And I'm not saying that we should all believe that the sun circles the earth. I'm just saying that we have exchanged. We've given ourselves over. That's what I'm trying to say. We've given ourselves over to these technologies, and I'm not sure that's a good thing.